scientists keep learning more and more about birds. New studies are showing that more female birds sing than scientists used to think, that birds are much more intelligent than they used to believe, and that birds are increasingly endangered by climate change, virulent diseases, the horrifying decline in flying insects, and other threats. It's hard for me to keep up with current research, leaving me very little time for anything that doesn't relate to birds. But I have a few diversions that aren't at all bird-focused, and one recent discovery that I treasure is Hunter Biden's blog. But oops, I can't say Biden's work is entirely unrelated to birds. He's as wonderful an artist as he is a writer. And 2 weeks ago, he added to the end of one of his Substack posts the image of an acrylic painting he did in 2023. The painting is titled Hummingbird of the South. All his artwork is colorful, fanciful, and intricate. The three exquisite hummingbirds in this painting conjure all the loveliness of the hummingbirds I saw in Ecuador in December with a cool Sendakian whimsy. I particularly loved his depiction of the iconic sword-billed hummingbird because it seems so true. I don't know that I'd have written a whole post just about the painting, but last week Biden wrote a post, What Was Still Alive, that took my breath away even more than his painting did. Writing about his recovery from addiction, he wrote that he, quote, had begun to believe cautiously that a future might exist that was not defined entirely by the past. Not a clean future, that was never possible, but a livable one. Reading this flooded my mind with thoughts about my own recovery processes. In 2015, I had my first heart attack, which staged an encore in 2020. In 2017, I had a bout with breast cancer and had a bilateral mastectomy in 2023. I recovered from both, but was left with all kinds of doubts about my future. I've been increasingly reluctant to sign up for birding adventures scheduled more than a few months in the future, my mind crowded with what-ifs. My age certainly figures into this, being half a decade older than that biblical 70. Russ's mom made it to 90 with her body and mind intact, but none of my grandparents or parents made it out of their 70s alive. My little sister died at 53 and my big brother at 66. Heart attacks and cancer are part of my family legacy. Longevity is not. But then again, neither is birding. Our families may shape us genetically and environmentally and bestow upon us both gifts and limitations, but they do not define us. And right this very minute, I'm doing fine. I have to work a lot harder to stay fit than I did when I was younger, and I have to keep reminding myself to drink water, knowing how critical hydration is for mental clarity and good health as we get older. I try my best to stay mindful every single day so I can hang on to my mental and physical health. But expecting my brain and body to endure week to week or month to month, much less season to season or year to year now, seemed tenuous. I only went on that trip to Ecuador because there was a last-minute cancellation. Hunter Biden has endured much, much more loss in his life than I have, and his journey to sobriety has included mountains of roadblocks I cannot even begin to fathom. But the fact that he can keep on keeping on makes me think maybe I can too, and so his words give me new hope. He wrote, quote, "You begin to think in seasons again. Next year becomes imaginable. So does the year after that, not as a guarantee, as a possibility. That possibility is fragile, but it is real. And once you feel it, you protect it carefully. And on that hope, I've signed Russ and me up for a trip to the Galapagos next August, more than a year away. And I've started dreaming again about places Russ and I would both love to visit. Australia, New Zealand. Of course, we'd get trip insurance, but we've been purchasing that for just about all my trips in recent years. As Biden said, there are no guarantees. Possibilities are enough. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.